and remarks? Moving on down the agenda, approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 466597 through 466662. No warrants, one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, February 23rd and February 24th, 2022.
Move to approve regular session minutes for February 23rd. There's another set for February 23rd. And then February 24th, that includes the document.
I can't vote on the 23rd, but I can vote on the 24th, so if we can separate it.
And then my motion to strike the approval of February 24th.
I'll do it. Second on the 23rd. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for February 24th with the document.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Good morning. This morning, all I've got is three personal property paid abatements. The abatement numbers are 300356, 300357, 300358. The notes show that the mobile home was assessed incorrectly, and it was assessed for 4089 and should have been assessed for 2300. And they're asking for the refund of the difference for the taxpayer for 19, 20, and 21.
So it's the same parcel, it's just the 3 years?
It's the same mobile home.
Same mobile home.
Just three years of it.
You guys have any other questions?
No, the statute allows to go back on that 19th because you go from the date it was paid and... It would not be 3 years until, I think, November of this year.
Mm-hmm. Label Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date of February 28th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all. That's all I have today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Letter of support for broadband.
Move to approve the letter of support and allow, or I guess all three of us sign it. So yeah. Move to approve the letter of support for broadband to White River Valley Electric Company Cooperative.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Round Mountain closeout documents number 22-016, Road and Bridge. I've received a letter dated February 25th, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the document as to form. However, there's Roadrunner compliance with the prevailing wage law was not included. Is that something that...
It should be on file, so we can get a copy of that. They provided the signage and barricades for the contractor.
They were one of the DBE subcontractors to the prime.
I'll look as soon as we leave. I know we've got that.
We just need to make sure that the they're compliant. We have an affidavit signed and submitted with the document. So you guys, do you know you have that or can get that?
Yes.
They probably supply that before they start the work, don't they, yes. To the contract?
Yeah, they've got to have it on file before they can perform anything.
Mm-hmm. You guys have any other questions on it?
I don't.
Comments or discussion?
No. I did bring a copy that's got all the sign heres because there's probably 9 of them.
Okay. Move to approve the Round Mountain closeout documents, file number 22016RB.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do you want this copy?
I'll attach it and then I'll take care of it upstairs.
It's the same as what you've got.
Okay.
It's just like stickers.
Stickers make it easy. Thank you.
Yeah. Agreement for zero turn mower number 22014 Road and Bridge. Received a letter dated February 24th. 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This is an agreement by and between S&H Farm Supply and Taney County. This agreement is made in pursuant to Sourcewell contract.
I've been asked, where would we use, have we ever used this? The Road and Bridge, a zero-turn mower before?
That's what we currently have. We've had it for about 18 years.
The current one we have is that.
The current one we have is a zero-turn.
Okay. And we use it to mow our parks and various...
The courthouse and the parks and the shop locations and the salt barns.
Okay.
Move to approve the agreement for zero-turn mower buying between S&H Farm Supply Incorporated in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for excavator and related equipment number 22013 Road and Bridge. I have received a letter dated February 25th, 2022 from the attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This agreement is by and between John Fabric Tractor Supply and Taney County, pursuant to Sourcewell contract.
Any comments or questions?
The agreement's for $195,000. $524.
And that included a trade-in of one of our escalators.
And they gave us a very good trade-in.
Move to approve the agreement for excavator and related equipment buying between Taney County and John Fabic Tractor Company.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Certification of County Health Ordinance.
Is Ms. Buff here? Okay. There was some miscommunication, I think, in our office. Our council has to look at this first. We're not even supposed to be... It wasn't supposed to be put on the agenda for today.
It was sent to our council, but he didn't realize it was going to be on the agenda today.
regardless,
we need to move.
We're waiting on, yeah. Excuse me. And also, it's not a, the title is a little confusing. I think it caused some confusion. Certification of County Health Ordinance. What it is it's an individual asking for us to fill out a form that allows them to request a grant from the Missouri Agricultural and Small Business Development Authority, and it's questions about our existing ordinances. So it's not a new ordinance or anything like that. So I think there is some confusion as to what we'd be voting on today.
Sorry. They were actually trying to get a Missouri Agriculture and Small Business Development grant, and in their email they just used the term about the county health.
Right, that's what I mean. So I think it caused some confusion, I know. So just wanted to clarify that. But as soon as council looks over that form and gives us direction, then it'll be agendized.
So we're going to move on down the agenda.
Be tabled until we hear from the council.
Right. Taney County Thunder Road. Road realignment project update.
So what I brought today is a preliminary plan and profile of the proposed realignment. This was moving forward with design from a grant application in December of 2019. There's a public access for Tumbling Creek coming from this road. The existing road has a dangerous S-curve on it and an existing low water crossing. I think it's got 12-inch. CMP pipes, very low to the water surface. So this is the plan and profile for realigning that road, kind of taking that S-curve out of it. It would be pushing the road south, which is on Army Corps property, and raising the road approximately 12 feet to get that out of the floodplain elevation and allow vehicles to cross during high water. As far as where we're at, we did have to do a phase one archaeological survey because of the road realignment. They did find shavings from arrowheads, and so they were recommending a phase two archaeological survey. We talked with MoDOT, and since we're going to be building up the road and not excavating, we wouldn't be disturbing any of that. So as long as we include some verbiage in the contract documents, making sure that ground isn't disturbed from excavation activities. That's the final clearance we need on the archaeological standpoint. I did do a site visit with Fish and Wildlife about 2 months ago, along with a representative from the Tumbling Creek Cave nature area that's over there. They were looking for any significant adverse effects to the bat population because of that cave. They did not find any more than the normal bat habitat with the trees. So this project does have to have tree clearing within that bat tree window of March 31st and November 1st. Right now we're looking at probably construction occurring fall of this year.
With the raising of the road, will that have any effect on the graveyard that's sitting next to it?
No, we're tying in, we're filling, so we're bringing it up closer to the elevation of that graveyard and then just tying into the existing entrance.
Is there not something else pending?
It has to go through the full, I guess, permit review, so there will be a floodplain working with the Army Corps on their water impacts as well as the land acquisition and easement for the new road. So that's all still pending. we definitely wanted to get the archaeological survey resolved before.